Buenos días. Good morning. You may be seated. What a tremendous time of worship. Qué gran manera de adorar. As I was listening to the singing and the words of the first song, it gave me a glimpse of what really is going to be in heaven. Of all nations, tribes, tongues, de muchas naciones, de lenguas, de tribus. It's not going to be Hispanics on one side, or whites on the other side, or blacks on the other side, or yellow. Together. And it seems to me that we need to walk and to live that now. Debemos de vivirlo ahora. Gracias, thank you for Union for inviting me. Truly appreciate it. It's an honor. Es un honor. Thank you for providing a wonderful institution where you students can be, and my girls, Abby and Amy. Bíblicamente sólida, biblically sound, Bible principles. What an amazing time. Qué gran tiempo. Well, yo me llamo Gilberto Pérez. My name is Gilbert Perez. Soy pastor. I'm a pastor. Soy de Belice. I'm from Belize. 23 years ago, God called me to America. Dios me llamó a América. Estaba yo un poco reluctante. I was reluctant. One of the things that happened to me was that, why would God call me to America? They're the ones who come to us. They're the missionaries. We don't go to them. And I struggle. I gave my life to the Lord. When I gave my life to the Lord in my early 20s, I gave everything, completamente. So I was very happy in Central America by the Caribbean Sea and a small fishing community, just and reaching my hand through my window and pulling an orange or a pineapple or a mango or avocado. Everything was there. Serving the Lord in the area in Central America, short-term missions, interpreting, translating, just serving. And something amazing happened when I was in Guatemala. God spoke to me very, very clearly. He said to me, I've called you to preach. And I didn't want to be a preacher. Let me tell you something. My father is a minister. Retired? No. He's 80-something. Always talking about God. And that was the first thing I said to the Lord. Don't call me to be a pastor. I don't want to be a pastor. But you know, the plans from God are the most amazing and perfect plans for anybody's life. So, 23 years ago, here we came, and me and my wife and my young son, who was 3 and a half, from tropical paradise to West Texas in the summer of 91. And I remember three things: very hot, tumbleweeds, and horny toes. I always remember that. And you know, oh, what a wonderful God. He just gave us time to adjust and for this transition, only 10 years. Just 10 years. And my wife would say, why are we here? Are you sure this is where God wants us to be? Let me tell you something. This has been the most amazing, wonderful journey of our lives. As we learn and settled and preach and serve. He blessed us with two wonderful girls, Abby and Amy. And we grow as a family. We grow in our walk. And I started to see God's plan for my life. See, as Hispanic and being born in Belize, I have a unique opportunity of learning two languages. If you know your geography, history, Belize was once a British colony. I have an accent. I'm Hispanic. We learn Spanish at home. And when you enter kindergarten, everything, your world changes. So we like tortillas, but we like French bread. We like avocado, but we like hamburgers too. It's a mixture. And it's great. You have the greatest opportunity to impact the world. I did not understand why he was calling me here at first. But then I questioned God, why would I come to America? Why would I come to America? He said, and he speaks Spanish. Did you know that? Ve a tu gente. Go to your people. And I said, well, but there's not much people, Hispanics in America. Let me give you some statistics. After Mexico, with 116 million people, you know who is the largest Hispanic or Spanish-speaking country in the world? It's not Colombia. It's not Argentina. Nor Spain. It's America. It's America. And of those 52 million and growing, Tennessee has close to 300,000 of us. And you can see us everywhere. Mexican restaurants, tacos, burritos. And it's good to celebrate this time the heritage of our culture from September 15th to October 15th. And to you, for you to celebrate this week and to be invited, it's truly an honor to be here. I don't know what are the next steps. What I know this. I know how the end of our journey here on earth is going to end. It doesn't really end. There's a translation. There's a direction that everybody's heading to. It's in His presence. So as I celebrate my heritage, my culture, the richness of it with you, and you have your own in celebrations to do, I have a heritage. I truly have a heritage which is rich, you know. Does anybody, have you ate in chimichangas or burritos, tacos, you know? This heritage of our language, we are colorful and our music is great, you know. But this is going to fade away. It's going to stay behind. There's something that we have that no one can take away, nobody. It's our inheritance in Him. Let me read 1 Peter. Praise be to God. This is 1 Peter 1:3. To God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that cannot never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you and for me. What the greatest thing that anybody can do is to give your life to the Lord, to God, to your Creator. But for it to start from the moment you come to Him, your youth, your strength, your vigor, everything, and you spend it, you invest it in the kingdom. I cannot change the whole world. He didn't ask me to do that. He asked me to be faithful, to be a light, to love, and to preach the gospel. Where he has brought me, my Jerusalem, my place, where I'm standing, where I'm living. In this campus, you can do the difference. You can make the difference. My papa is 86 now, my father. A couple of years ago, he retired. You don't retire from ministry. We know that. It's a call for life. He still go preach to other places and at the local church. But I remember things that he would tell us. To live a daily life for him. To walk daily, trusting God. That there's no other way of living and with purpose is to serve him, is to invest your life, your talents for him, for something that is going to be eternal. See, my heritage is here now. You know what counts? It's what I do for the kingdom. It's amazing how we as Hispanics or other cultures, we come to America and we transition, or we try to assimilate. Can I use some Spanish words? I can't remember the kindergarten is trying to sing. Oh, say, can you see? And they would say, oh, say, Don Jose. Let me translate to you. Oh, yes, Mr. Joe. And they're learning a new language. And what they hear is what you see is what Don Jose, Mr. Joe. Or going to their first birthday party with the neighbors, and everybody's singing, happy birthday to you. And they would sing, because they're sapo verde pati, green frogs to you. So we transition to different languages to be part of our new home. But in Christ, there's only one language. And it's through Jesus, love, 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 amor. And that's why we are united in him. That's why we are one in him. See, even if I say it in Spanish, he knows it. He knows my heart. He knows my desires. He knows everything. Everything that I do. In fact, he gave it to me. He gave it to me. This inheritance is not going to go away. Why is it different from my heritage as a Hispanic? You know why? Because it's significant, because it comes from God, it's eternal. And it starts with him, that he called me, he made me his child. John 1:12 says it. Everyone, all of those who believed and received him are called children of God. So way over there in Belize, as I was down river in Guatemala, serving with a medical team and under the stars and mosquito nets and listening to the jaguars, and you think that it's right behind you, or the hollow monk is throwing little leaves on you. He spoke clearly to me. This is what I've called you to do. To tell them that there's hope in me. It changed my life completely. Completely. Completamente me cambió. Did you know that we speak in tongues in the church too? Spanish and English. Japanese. Chinese. He gave us the languages. We praise him in every tongue and tribes and nation, nationalities, doesn't matter. And I said, Lord, how can I serve you? What do you want me to do? Just tell them about me. Just tell them. I was a school teacher. That's where I met my lovely wife, Amalia. And let me tell you something. When I proposed to her, I was already in this journey. And I told her this. I want you to tell me yes. Que me digas sí. But I need you to know this. My life is his. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to go wherever he sends me. I'm going to do whatever he wants me to do. I will understand if you say no. But this is the most amazing life that you can have. It's been 28 years. And she said yes. And we have been together in good times, in sad times, together serving him, together loving people, together teaching about his love, together hand in hand as my life partner, working and serving our greatest God, because you know something, my inheritance is in heaven. It doesn't perish. It doesn't fade away. It's not spoiled. It's pure. It's in Jesus. He called me. I'm his child. He wants me to serve him. He wants you to serve him. Have you thought what you're going to do with your life? You're living your life now. This is a special time for you. This is a special time for you. Take advantage of it. And you might not know what it is right now, but this is a great opportunity, a great place, a great institution, Bible-centered, Christ-centered. Let him do what he wants to do in your life. Let him lead you. America was far from me. I didn't know what I was going to do. But by faith, we left home. We packed our things. We left the keys of my home to my parents and said, whatever you do is fine. I don't know what's over there, but I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow him. Never in my wildest dream I thought I was going to be here at Union with you. But I do remember Abby telling me when we lived in Brownsville for 7 years. So we're familiar with the area. Many times I came to conferences here. And Abby would tell me, Dad, one day I'm going to go to Union. When I go to college, I'm going to go to Union. This is a good place. God had given us this blessing of having not just Abby, but Amy to share with you. What else can I ask from him? See, the basis of my inheritance is Jesus himself. It's him. The light, he said, I'm going, but I'm coming back. I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go, I'm going to be back, and I'm going to take you with me, that you will be with me eternally, forever. This is our heritage. This is our call to preach the gospel, to tell people that there's hope in him. He have called us to be a light, to tell others. Not everybody's going to, you're not going to leave the U.S. to go to Belize, probably for vacations, probably. But maybe he's calling you to go there. There's missionaries there. But you know where you start? You start and you listen to what he's telling you where you are. That's where you start. You cannot go there if you're not obedient here where you are. You can't. It will never happen. You have to be obedient. You have to love and to serve in the opportunities and doors and that he had opened for you where you are. That's the way it is. And this hope, this inheritance is in Jesus who died and was buried and resurrected for me and for you, conquering death and forgiving our sins. That's the basis. When we hear all the chaos and all the things that are happening in the world, we have to see and see up. He is our future. He's actually our present. He's everything now and there in the future. It's going to be okay. It's going to be perfect because we are with God. He's with us. I've enjoyed and I've lived this life every day as I do what he has called me to do. I don't know really what's my title, but what I do, I go to places where God has called me, and sometimes I have small congregations, and God does do whatever he wants to do. When he's finished, I'm sent somewhere else. Let me tell you that there's, like I said before, over 300,000 Hispanics in Tennessee. There's a mission field here. And there's a workers needed for vacation Bible school, for camps, for music. I'm thankful for the Baptist convention. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Christian first. I love the Lord. And there's an amazing thing happening that I need to tell you before I go. I came in 2001. There were over 50 small congregations in Tennessee. God brought a wonderful friend of mine who is back to Texas, a great leader of ours. And in 10 years, over 10 years, that group have tripled to over 150 congregations. Some of our, it's amazing what God does. People had come to the Lord from every country in Latin America. And it's so, if you can see what God is doing, the depression, the situation came, people had to move to their countries, different situations, and guess what had happened? These people, we had been praying together for their families over there, and they ended going there and planting churches. This is what God is doing. You might think that God is not working, but God is working. God is working daily with people, and it starts with individuals. It starts with you. Can you hear his voice calling you? You know what you want to do. You know your desires of your heart. Hopefully he has placed it there. I truly believe that not everybody is called to be a preacher. But everybody is called to be a light. Everybody is called to present the gospel. And if you want to be part of the greatest thing that is happening, to changing a world for God, for eternity, tell him, here I am. Here I am. Use me, Lord. I give you my talents. I give you what you have given me. It's yours. Let him use you. Is it hard? What do you think? Oh, yeah. Amelia told me a couple of times when we were in Texas, and she said, Gilbert, are you sure this is the place where he wants us to be? We experienced some this winds that come in early spring, sandstorms. We saw things that we have never seen, tornadoes, little animals that I didn't know. And through these experiences, we saw the Lord. My son, who came when he was little, we as preachers, we do everything. We play the music, we sing, we lead the service. And so I said to my son, you need to help me. You need to help me with... So he said, but I want to play the drums. I said, there's a drummer. You need to play the keyboard. So we went, and then the girls came, and we taught them to play a couple chords. And everybody has been involved, because after God, family is the most important thing. And you cannot wait for them to be grown to teach them. You have to involve them and teach them to fear and love and serve the Lord. And that's what we have been doing for all these years. We hope that Tennessee is our home till he comes. I don't know. We have a couple citizenships. I don't know how many you have, but I think you have one with us. I have a dual citizenship, with being a U.S. citizen and Belize. But we have one that is eternal. And if you're in Jesus, you're a part of it. And if you have received Jesus as Savior and Lord, and you are walking faithfully with him, you are part of his family. And one day we're going to be together in a place called heaven. And it's going to be the most exciting time. And it's not for now. It's not a temporary. It's eternal. And the song reminds me of like I said, a glimpse of what is going to happen. It's forever serving and praising and worshiping the Lord that has created, the God of our salvation, the creator of our lives, our maker. Wouldn't you like to be part of what he's doing? This is the greatest job that I've had, to serve the master of the universe, the God who created me, gave me life, but he has called me to walk and to serve him every day of my life. I want to end with this. Do you know this song? I'm sure we do, because most of our hymns are translated from English to Spanish. I found out that very fast as I entered the ministry. How great thou art, cuán grande es él. How great is your God? How will you allow him to do what he wants to do in your life? This is the time. This is the time for us to make a difference. This is the time to tell him, Lord, I don't understand even what's for tomorrow, but I know one thing, that my life is secure in you. If I follow you, I know things are going to be there's a picture, there's a wonderful plan that is only step by step as you make the step by faith that you're going to know. And students, this is the time. And I'm so glad that I'm part of it. My call, my service to him is the greatest thing for me. Life has been affected. You can't believe how many lives have been affected. It's amazing what the Baptist denomination is doing, leaders. And I praise God for the Baptist churches. I end with this. When I was in Brownsville, we were visiting a family. And Dad, sadly, they were not Christians. Dad ended in the county jail for months. But the little one came to vocational Bible school. And I always remember what was with him. And it was a Joshua 9, I mean 1, 8 and 9. Do not dismay, be strong, because I'm with you. But for the little ones, it was, don't be afraid, God is with you. That was all. So Dad came back home after months, and a little friend came every day for that week and the following week. God is with you. Don't be afraid. God is with you. Don't be afraid. And Dad would say, Kayate, parale, stop it. Excuse me, let me reverse. This happened, and then he went to jail. And this happened. While he was there for these 3 months, desperate, thinking about his life, thinking about, I'm telling you what he shared with me later. He says, I have not been a good husband, nor a good father. God, if you give me an opportunity, I'm going to change. And suddenly he said this. He heard this little voice in his mind that he, for weeks before, he was listening to us saying, God is with you, don't be afraid. And he says, I fell on my knees. And Pastor, I don't know if I prayed the right prayer. But this is what I told God. God, you know me. Soy malo. I'm bad. Not a good husband, not a good father, not a good example. But if you can change me, my life is yours. You know, the first Sunday he was out, he was at church with little Antonio with him. And he came straight to the office and he told me the story. I'm telling you. They're serving the Lord. Today he's a deacon. Just because we made an effort to bring this family, these children, to church, and somebody, a teacher, probably just for that summer, taught him about God. That God, if you believe, you shouldn't be afraid that God answers prayer. And that we have an eternal heritage in heaven. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord. Lord, I know that you have spoken to our hearts. Holy Spirit, guide us. Teach us. Help us to listen to your voice in the midst of everything that is happening. And to embrace and to celebrate that our inheritance is in you. Not in the things that we possess or in our heritage as a culture or race. It's in Jesus. Lord, that we can go from here and be the people that you want us to be. I thank you for union, for what you're doing. Lord, I thank you that you have called me to America with one purpose, to serve you. Let the glory and honor be to you. We praise you, Lord. We're waiting your coming. While we wait, help us to preach the truth of your love and forgiveness. In your precious name, Lord. Amen.